RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Boy, did Shedeur Sanders look good. God, were those some awful throws.
Wait, they had 13, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
You and Shedeur messed that up. Yeah. Dude, he didn't know how many points they had yesterday either.
Just felt like 10 the whole game.
Well, he said we had 10 points, and he looked at somebody and goes, no, 13.
So it's all a matter of perspective.
It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin.
Yes.
Wearing a real stylish sweater.
Really? All right.
What the heck
like
is up
it.
With you?
What do you think? Christmas. My wife got me something.
Wow.
She hates what I wear, so she's like,
well, you look good, man.
Well, thank you. All right, I'm good for the day then.
Yeah, that's a nice sweater.
So what happens when I don't work with you for a couple days.
Wow.
I don't roll in here in my pajamas.
You look good.
Thanks, man.
New sweater.
Look what's behind the glass over there.
Yeah, I know. Look at him over there.
Look at that.
That's Mac Robinson, kids.
Morning, fellas.
All right,
happy to be with you guys. I'm good.
Good.
Bro, time
good.
For a haircut.
Number to
we're letting it go.
It's radio, so you're cool, but
yeah.
It's time for a haircut.
Well, he has hair. I mean, look what he's done. He's
gotta let it go while
he's got a mop, man. Let it go. That's
gotta
great.
Take care of it, though, man.
That's great.
Gotta take care of it.
That's great. 216-474-0092 is our number. What's your perspective on what happened yesterday? Because the Browns beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, it was 13-6. By the way, I had it written down right here. 13-6.
Yeah, and you still said 13.
Yeah, I still said 10. 13-6. They beat the Steelers. That's great. They continue to beat the Steelers at home, which is really weird. Now four straight and six of the last seven games at home against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Riddle me this.
Yeah.
When they had the ball late, Pittsburgh, yeah. And they were going down the field.
Oh, yeah.
Did you not feel like they were going to score a touchdown and then win on a two-point conversion?
No, I thought they were going to go into overtime.
I think Chris Boswell
would kick it and win it. That's what I thought.
There was a part of me that thought Steelers take the ball, go all the way down the field, and then get the conversion. And be like, oh.
And if the referees didn't swallow their whistle on the last play, Steelers would have had a first down on time down on the 1 yard line, right?
Yeah, I was waiting for that too. That would have been, I don't know. It was an entertaining
game.
I'm
glad they swallowed their whistle there. I don't think you should have called anything in that situation. But if you're going by the letter of the law, I think that was probably pass interference on Denzel.
I got to be
honest. Never looked for the ball, right?
Was the ball catchable?
Yeah, kind of was.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of here.
I mean,
it's kind of catchable. Aaron was going to his Green Bay buddy, and it just didn't click. Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Again, I was talking to Fearless Leader. I was like, why did Pittsburgh decide to go to the outside when they were killing it through the middle? Why wouldn't they just go right back to where they were? Why wouldn't you go back to Freiermuth? Why wouldn't you? Like, I didn't.
Browns went prevent defense.
Yeah.
Let's prevent. Sometimes wins.
I was okay. Miles was in a great mood afterwards. I thought Miles had a great quote. Maybe we'll play later in the show about the draft and, you know, how those guys could care less and they just want to win. And, man, I walked out of that press conference yesterday going, that was between that and the growth and development, I think, that we're seeing from Shedeur. Those are the two things I walked out of that with yesterday after, when the game was all said and done.
You mentioned Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Here's what he had to say.
No one signed to lose. No one signed up to lose at all. So I don't care, you know, what the situation is with the record. Not a single one of us want to line up and lay down to a team or a man that's in front of us. We got put here in this place or selected, whatever it was, drafted, to come here and win. Has it always been that way? No. But I'll be damned if I'm just going to go out there and lay down to another team just because we want some more draft picks. That's just not me.
No guy in the locker room feels that way. Why would we enhance the possibility of bringing someone in who could take my job? In many cases, that's the situation. I get it. Never seen actual guys, you know, tank a game. Now, coaching decisions, front office moves, for instance, the Raiders. Yeah, Max Crosby, you're going to sit down this game.
Yeah.
Brock Bowers, you're going to sit down this game. Oh, we lost to the Giants. I'll be damned.
Oh, is that how that worked out?
Yeah, that's how that worked. Well, look at there. Took out our best offensive player and our best defensive player, and we lost. My gosh, we're sitting at the number one spot. Fernando, what do you think of Vegas?
I caught a clip of the at the end of the Raiders game of their local news that started. That was like their postgame show they had afterwards. And there were two hosts there.
Were they celebrating getting the number one
pick?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, because the female anchor looked at the male anchor and said, well, disappointment for, you know, Raider Nation as, you know, they lose today. And then she looked at the guy and she goes, but like you said, a loss was a win. And he was like, you bet it was. It was awesome. I was just laughing. I'm like, I know that feeling. I think I understand that.
What does the win over the Pittsburgh Steelers leave you thinking? What's it leave you thinking?
So my first thought was that because they won, they dropped down to what, the sixth pick?
They're sixth right now.
So now that they've dropped back to six, and who knows what's going to happen next week and how high they could end up going, but I think seven.
Not very. This win.
I think seven is probably the best pick they could get.
Seven is the lowest pick they can get right now.
Yeah, not best, lowest.
Yeah.
And then
So they're definitely top seven. They're tied with the Commanders. And right now, the Commanders have the better strength of schedule.
But they're not going to fall into the top four, right? Top three or four. I'm trying to remember. I looked at this morning.
Yeah, they're behind there, so that's unlikely.
They need a lot of help.
Yeah, to get higher in the draft, right?
Correct.
So,
yeah.
I mean, the win yesterday for Shadur, I think, gives him more more equity in being the starting quarterback
without
next year.
Question.
Because now you've kind of, unless you're going to package together, you'll have three picks in the top 40. Unless you're going to package those up and try to move up in the draft, I just don't see it.
Which you could do.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I'm okay, and I'm good with. I want to see more of Shadur. I still do. Every time I walk out of it, there are times like on that first drive yesterday. I'm like, all right, hey, this is easy.
He looked great in the first quarter.
We don't have to worry about drafting a quarterback next year. This is it. We're good. Let's move forward. And then he threw the one interception. And I was like. And I looked at Ryder sitting next to me. I was like, oh, that was such a rookie throw. And he was like, yep, it was.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Andy, the touchdown pass to Harold Fannin was just screaming to be picked off by a Steeler. Just
it was.
Screaming to be intercepted.
But the trick was Fannin knew where the ball was going. It was kind of windy there yesterday. The fourth and one.
You'll have that
the
when
fourth,
you play outside.
When the Browns went for it.
Not when we get the dome, baby.
When the Browns went for it on fourth and seven, in the was that first quarter? And they were, was that the first quarter? Second quarter. I don't know, when they were heading towards the west end zone.
It was in the second quarter.
It was second quarter.
It was a 10-3 game at the time.
And so they were going down towards that, and I was like, why aren't we – what? We're going for it. I guess you're too, you don't really want to punt, but why wouldn't you give your field goal kicker, who's been pretty good this season.
Been pretty good.
Except for the
since
one game.
The first week.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you give him a shot at this? And then Kevin said in the post game, he said it was because of the wind.
Yeah.
That they didn't want to do it. And it made sense. It just made sense.
I understand that, and I agree with it. All I know is that by beating the Steelers yesterday, I think you've given yourself more questions than answers, because this team played really hard against Buffalo, a good team. Now, Buffalo lost yesterday. They went for two and didn't convert it after their kicker Badgley missed an extra point. Anyhow, they lost by a point to the Eagles. But the Browns played really well against Buffalo. They played well enough to beat the Steelers yesterday. It's a terrific defensive effort.
Yeah.
The offense beat up, not overly talented, won. So they put up enough points to win the game. To me, it leaves you thinking, well, this team's playing really hard for Kevin Stefanski. Is that good? Is that enough? Especially considering what the roster looks like. I'm not going to go away from that. He's playing with a roster that's just not very good on the offensive side of the ball.
I'm looking forward to talking to Scott Petrak coming up at 11, because it seems like there is this, the tear in the beginning of the season was that people felt like Kevin directly was the reason Shadur wasn't playing, right? Is that a fair assessment?
There's so much baggage there, Andy, on just what people have been saying all year long about it, and assuming that Shadur should have been playing all along when maybe they brought him along just right, he's gotten better, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think
is that all on him, or does the coaching help?
Their biggest mistake was after they traded Joe and they made Shadur the number two quarterback and gave him no time.
Well.
That to me, that was once you decided that he was going to be your number two quarterback, and you knew that you had, that you were going to put him behind a rookie, you had to know that at some point he was going to play. And I think that they didn't do a good job getting him ready for that first time that he played in the game for the Raiders. Was it Baltimore? Right, Baltimore Raiders. It was before the Raiders game.
It was the Raiders.
Yeah,
it was against Baltimore, and it was 4-16.
Yeah. So you go back to the Baltimore game, he wasn't ready. He just wasn't. And
you understand that, and I understand that. You might disagree with it, but we understand it. They were trying to get their other rookie quarterback, who was at that time the starter.
I understood
get him really up to, yeah, up and to I understood. Speed to make
so, some, but here, my make point on plays. This was, they. I don't think they had him ready for that game. But I do think that they have done something along the way between that game and right now that they've done. They've helped. That the coaching staff has done something to help him. That he has done stuff to help himself.
Sure.
Now, part of it is reps. Part of it is just getting experience. But you see some of the mistakes that he made early on, they've been corrected. And if you go back and listen to what Shadur said yesterday in the postgame press conference, there's no question that they are working together. He is learning and becoming a better quarterback each and every week. I think so. And that's why I'm not as... In the beginning, I was like, oh, they're going to have to draft a quarterback. They're going to have to. Now, I don't feel that way at all. And but you... If you didn't like,
especially based on where they now sit,
yeah. If you didn't,
would you agree with that?
Yes. And if you didn't like Kevin, do you think Kevin's helped him? Do you think Kevin and Shadur are now a little bit more on the same page? Do you think they're working together? Can you give Kevin a little credit for what growth we have seen from Shadur? Shadur's got a lot of that's on Shadur, but some of that's also on Kevin. And if you go back and listen to what Shadur said yesterday. Especially because I asked him in the press conference yesterday, I go, if you could give yourself advice from, the first time you stepped onto the field to where you were now, what you were about to learn, what would you do? And in part of that answer was him explaining things that had been coached to him. There's no question about it. It was a coaching principle that he brought out in that. We'll talk about that later in the show. But again, if you're going to give Shadur credit for getting better, is it all on Shadur, or can you say, hey, Kevin and the coaching staff have helped him a little bit?
Well, I think they've helped him a lot.
Yeah, I do too, but there are fans that don't want to see that.
Sure. Oh, there are fans who want Kevin out of here.
Yeah.
And you could make the argument for that.
Yep.
They have four wins.
Yeah.
How could you not make the argument for that?
Well, go back and see what Jimmy said. Three wins wasn't acceptable in the beginning of the year.
Well, right? They don't have three.
That's right. They have four now.
Andy, on the post-game show yesterday, Tyvis Powell is going to join us at noon.
Yeah.
We just chatted extensively. There are so many decisions to be made about this football team. And I think they'll start 1 week from today. We're going to start to see decisions.
Oh, do you know what next Monday is going to be like? Ooh,
oh, yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
It's going to be super quiet.
We're going to be sitting here monitoring decisions that are made all around the NFL. And they could be made here in Cleveland. What decisions do you want those to be, folks? Because I think yesterday's win did nothing but make the whole situation even more convoluted. 216-474-0092. Petrak joining us at 11. Tyvis Powell at noon. Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock. We'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.